local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And happy Wednesday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by John Pickens. John, how are you, my friend?
What's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking. All right, just about 4:11 here. First of all, let me address this. It's been a very... we've been a very turbulent week. We had Jake Walker Monday and Tuesday, and he did phenomenal. Got a lot of positive feedback on him. And now we got John today, and tomorrow we're supposed to have Bobby Rossi and Friday as well. So, a lot going on. I'm starting to feel like a foster kid, you know, just and the parents keep sending me back. But you know what? We knew it was a turbulent couple weeks, so I think we're doing pretty good for ourselves here. All righty.
We are.
Yeah, we're professionals. That's what we do. Alrighty, 4:11 here. We'll get started right away. I just now said we're professionals, and I stutter my way through that.
It's all good.
Yeah, we'll get started right away with our top three stories here. The Harris and Trump campaigns are holding dueling events in key swing states this week. Today, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, met with law enforcement officials in Shelby Township, Michigan. Vance is now in Wisconsin, as Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are holding an event in the state as well. Harris and Walz will then hold an event in Detroit this evening.
And President Biden's giving his first interview since he decided to drop out of the 2024 election. He sat down with CBS's News Robert Costa at the White House today for the interview. It will air in full on CBS News Sunday morning this weekend, with depth search being released this evening. The two covered topics included his decision to step aside and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him, as well as his outlook on the nation.
It's going to be interesting to see how much substance we gather from that, because I think when he addressed the nation officially regarding stepping down, I was here because I had to broadcast it after Pensacola Right Now. And what? I mean, it was like 11 minutes, I think, uninterrupted.
It was.
He didn't have too much to say. So I'm going to be very interested. I'm sure they're going to talk about the Tim Walz thing as well. That's probably where the most substance is going to be there. And thirdly here, an Arizona grand jury that indicted allies of Donald Trump related to trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election was also interested in indicting the former president himself. That's according to a new court filing saying that the grand jury was asked not to indict him by the state's attorney general's office. The court filing was first reported by the New York Times. The request to not indict Trump was based on a Justice Department policy that doesn't allow federal prosecutors and state prosecutors to separately charge the same people for the same conduct that's being alleged. Weird. I don't know. We've already heard about the stuff that he was already indicted for, or already brought against him for this or that. So it doesn't really matter, but it's nonetheless, it's interesting that I don't understand the legality of it, but it's interesting that they requested, hey, they wanted to indict him and they said, well, don't.
Exactly.
It's amazing the odds that are being defied here. Here locally, the changing parking situation in downtown Pensacola has been confusing for most folks, but it's okay. Not all hope is lost. Mayor D.C. Reeves was a guest this morning on Pensacola Morning News to make some clarifications and answer some listeners' questions, with some of the biggest topics being about the blue lots that are owned by the city and the red ones that are not. That was a huge clarification that needed to be made there. Also, if you have a handicap placard, you won't have to pay for parking on city-owned spaces, even if you're not in a designated handicap parking space.
That's right. A century man is facing drug charges after meeting an undercover cop in Flemington to buy drugs. According to the Atmore Police Department, 38-year-old Brandon Jackson was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and attempting to elude an officer. Atmore Police Department Sergeant Daryl McCann said an undercover agent contacted Jackson to arrange to purchase narcotics, and then they agreed to meet in Flemington. McMahon said Jackson fled when police exited their vehicle in uniform. He was taken to custody with in his possession was over five grams of methamphetamine and a digital scale. That's APD said. Jackson was booked into the Escambia County in Alabama Detention Center in Bruton without bond.
My goodness. Before we continue with some local headlines here, first of all, let me just say that's not the first time, but I think it was earlier this week we touched on someone who was detained recently, and I think they said that they did not have anything on their person, or right. I think they were warned, hey, listen, you'll have charges added if you have anything on you. and she had meth in her pocket or something. It's like, so the fact that we're hearing about that is a weird coincidence, to say the least. All right, 4:15 here, getting our first quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by White Sands Electric. Let's see here. I got away from the webpage. Providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Their free estimates are available, and you can find out more at whitesandselectric.com. Looking at the roads here, we don't have anything currently that's standing out too much, at least for this hour, based on what we typically deal with. We do have backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some backups at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Palafox Street as well. That's just in Pensacola. Outside of those few spots, we've got Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, giving you some trouble. Navarre Parkway has some heavy backups if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. And the last main spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, John Pickens, you said it best, my man. Like a sauna here. 95 degrees in Pensacola currently. Believe it or not, we are in a heat advisory. Tonight's low is going to be 81, and tomorrow, it literally on our website here, it just says hot. That's all it says for tomorrow. High of 98 degrees and another heat advisory as we get further into your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather together. Carrying on with our local headlines here. The Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola is opening Hope for Her. It's a shelter program dedicated to supporting homeless women in Escambia County. The facility will provide overnight shelter for up to 49 single women each night, including access to restrooms, showers, clean clothing, laundry services, warm beds, meals, and support from chaplains and other mission personnel. Hope for Her is a dedicated program to support homeless women in Escambia County, of course. In recent years, the issue of homelessness among women in Escambia County has grown significantly. According to the Florida Council on Homelessness annual report, the number of homeless individuals in this county surged by 61% from 2022 to 2023. Women, who make up an average of 29% of the homeless population nationally, are particularly vulnerable due to factors such as economic instability, domestic violence, and the lack of affordable housing.
Well, residents near Eglin Air Force Base will soon experience some nightly aircraft noise as night flying operations will begin next week. According to Eglin Air Force Base news release, night flying operations will be conducted by the 58th Fighter Squadron from August 12th through the 14th. Officials explain the missions are scheduled to happen between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Very nice. And even, not nice for the residents in that area. But
if you love aircraft, you'll see the afterburners.
Oh yeah, no. If you're a night owl and you've got good eyesight, maybe you'll be able to catch some great flights there. Even though the city of Pensacola bought the Pensacola Motor Lodge on Cervantes with plans to rehabilitate it to serve as a low income or transitional housing, a developer wants to demolish the site and start from scratch. Smith and Hensley Affordable Group proposed a 4-story complex with 84 units. The development manager says funding would be contingent on qualifying for a military tax credit. To meet that requirement, 50% of the units would go to veterans in active duty, while 5% would go to homeless vets. Area median income would also play a role in qualifying for housing. This was a plan that council members were impressed by, but they want assurances that others will be welcome. The developer says that is a certainty if the financing is approved. For now, the property will remain as it is, but if the deal falls through, the city could still look at rehabilitating the site.
Patrick Emmanuel, one of the namesakes of the law firm Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon, has passed away at the age of 104. He was born in Pensacola on January 25th, 1920, and grew up in Cottage Hill in North Escambia. Throughout his life, he was extensively involved in civic activities in the Pensacola community.
I got to tell you, I've heard of Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon. Luckily, I've never been in any troubles where I've needed them.
Right.
But I will say, I was reading that when we were piecing together the script here, and I saw 104. That's insane.
Do you realize how much he's seen in his life?
I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like 1920. My great grandmother was born in 1920, and she died just before she turned 100. But even if she were alive today, she still wouldn't be as old as him. She was born in like October. I mean, it is. It when you think about all the stuff that, like World War II, for example,
right?
It's so long ago, but you look at it and it's like, well, it's long ago for someone like me, mm-hmm. for someone like you. It's not for someone who, you know, there are people.
It.
Yeah, there are people who walked this earth that are still alive and they're old enough to remember when World War II started and stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, quite a life lived to the fullest there for sure. 4:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get you some state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for Conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All right, looking at the roads here, there's a lot going on. It's really been that way all week, especially with I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But we also have some problems now on Scenic. There is an accident report. If you're traveling both directions, north and south, approaching Langley Avenue, we've got some backups developing over there because of that accident. Also, we have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Mobile Highway at the intersection with Fairfield Drive. Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's exactly what you would expect for this part of the country this time of the year. Very hot, 95 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. Going to be mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 81, but when we get into tomorrow, we've got another heat advisory with a high of 98 and just very hot weather.
John? That's right. The heat advisory will expire at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
And then tomorrow morning, it'll pick back up at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, I don't even know why it stops, personally. I mean, I know there's an official temperature, but my goodness, why even bother? All righty. Looking at some state headlines here. The power is slowly turning back on for Florida communities who were hit by the Tropical Storm Debbie earlier this week. The website poweroutage.us reports that more than 30,000 utility customers are still without electricity as of this afternoon. A majority of the people impacted are in the Big Bend area. That's where Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. At the peak of the storm, roughly 100,000 homes were without power.
That's right. The Florida Highway Patrol is cracking down on drivers who illegally customize their license plates, like Austin. The agency released a statement earlier today. You've got stickers all over yours.
Yeah.
Okay. The agency released a statement earlier today trying to raise awareness of a state law prohibiting people from airbrushing, vinyl wrapping, or just altering their plates, i.e. stickers that you have on yours.
Yeah.
Authorities say the altered tags could potentially impact validation stickers. Violators could face a $60 fine and 3 points on their driver's license. The FHP says citations for unlawful alterations have increased by nearly 100% over the last 4 years. Now, I get modding your car.
Right.
I get it. I really do. The Challenger, I'm modding it. But your license plate, come on, man.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, these are people who probably don't want their number to be seen. Like that, I mean, that's really what it's about. The city of Jacksonville, Florida, considering an emergency bill designed to pay tribute to the victims of a deadly mass shooting at a convenience store last year. Council members are expected to discuss the measure at today's meeting that would place a historic marker in the city's Grand Park neighborhood. If this were to be approved, the marker would be installed about a half block away from the Dollar General, where a gunman killed 3 black customers. The FBI says that the attack was racially motivated, and the plan is to start putting up the memorial on August 25th, just a day before the one-year anniversary of the incident.
And also Florida's largest insurance providers trying to raise its rates. State regulators met last week to discuss an average 14% hike requested by Citizens Property Insurance. Leaders with the state-backed insurer approved the increase for more than 1 million policyholders earlier this summer. WESH reports that the company's CEO says the change is designed to reduce the risk of assessments on non-citizen policyholders and to help the insurance market recover. The state is expected to make a final decision later this month. If approved, the change would take effect in January.
Mm. And the Martin County Sheriff's Office is investigating after anti-Semitic materials were found by residents in their driveways and front yards. Sheriff William Snyder says that dozens of homeowners in the Port Salerno neighborhood discovered the packets on Monday night. They're these little plastic baggies. They're filled with more than 20 pieces of what he calls ugly anti-Semitic literature. He'll work with the state attorney's office to ensure whoever was responsible will be punished through a state law that took effect last year, which makes it a crime to leave hateful materials on a person's private property. Now, you may think, well, isn't that a crime already? Yeah, littering, like that's what it is.
Right.
But prior to that, the only thing someone could get in trouble for doing something like that was littering. I guess now it's like if it's hateful material, I guess it would be a hate crime. I mean, I don't know. No arrests have been made at this time, though. I will say we heard about it during the Trump administration. We heard about like an uptick in like white supremacy, anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. and all that. But man, dude, I mean, when it comes to this Israel-Hamas thing, the first attack that really turned heads was back in October, right?
Right.
The October 7th attack. Since then, the news that we hear. We touch on anti-Semitism at least once a week. I mean, it's unbelievable. And apparently people are now leaving pamphlets trying to recruit anti-Semites. I don't know.
Does that mean I can't put anti-Wake Forest stuff on your lawn anymore?
I don't
or
think,
your car?
I see it as a hate crime. That doesn't mean that the police does. Right. I would say there's a gap in severity there. 4:30 when we return. We got some, this is the Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, some national headlines and some sports news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Regani. Members of the major party's presidential tickets not only appearing in the same state today, but the same town. In Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance accused Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris of being too scripted, noting her lack of accessibility to the press.
To have a person who has been the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party for 17 days and refuses to take a single question from the American media.
Vance attempted to confront Harris when Air Force Two landed at the airport shortly after his plane did. Harris rallied with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
In 90 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by a new title. Vice President of the United States of America.
Walz, a former teacher and football coach. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Following two positive trading sessions after a global sell-off, stocks were lower today. The Dow falling 234 points, while the S&P 500 slid by 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 171 points, good enough for more than 1% loss. Disney announcing it will in fact raise prices for nearly all of its streaming plans later this year. The popular Disney Trio bundle, which includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, will cost $2 more a month for both the ad-supported and ad-free versions, which will be $16.99 and $26.99 respectively. Shares of Maple Bear, the online grocery delivery company better known as Instacart, jumped in extended trading yesterday after the company forecast a key demand metric that was well above Wall Street expectations. U.S. oil futures for September crude are up 3% to around $75.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Clearly, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts didn't have a good relationship last season. Sirianni told the squad that last year was on him, and he will reportedly take a more hands-off approach with the offense in 2024. Sirianni better at least make the NFC Championship game this year, but more importantly, he needs to significantly improve his relationship with his quarterback, because if he doesn't, the Eagles will pick to move forward with their expensive signal caller rather than their head football coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I am a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Again, that is Parrish Tractor. Looking at the roads here, several spots to note. We still have some backups on Scenic Highway, traveling both north and southbound towards Langley Avenue. We had an accident report in that area causing some minor backups there. Outside of that, it's I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And let's see, Blue Angel Parkway still has some issues if you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway. We actually have another accident report here. Just now noticing this. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Hurlburt Field and approaching the Windhaven Beach area, we've got very heavy backups there that are basically pushing you back to Mary Esther. So very, very heavy congestion there. And then we have a bit more as you continue westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. There we go. All right. Looking at the weather here, it's 95 degrees in Pensacola. Very hot, very humid. No surprise there. Humid. We got a lot of humidity, heat advisory heading into tonight. Low of 81. Mostly clear skies, though. As we get into tomorrow, we're going to have a high of 98 and another heat advisory. So it's going to be a bit more of the same for you. Alrighty, getting into some national headlines here. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts that Republicans will win big in November. I would hate to see what the reaction would be if he's like, no, we're going to get killed. In an interview with The Hill, Johnson said he was pleased with Kamala Harris's decision to pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. He said the two can't hide from their record. He added that he's bullish about the GOP's chances of expanding its majority in the House and taking the Senate. Donald Trump, meanwhile, said that he could not be more thrilled with Walz on the ticket. Republicans are accusing Walz of being a radical liberal.
Carolinas are bracing for a second landfall from Tropical Storm Debbie. It's expected to do so Wednesday tonight or early Thursday in South Carolina before marching north into North Carolina, Virginia, and beyond. Forecasters say Debbie could be the wettest landfalling hurricane ever. Storm has been blamed for at least 6 deaths since making landfall Monday as a Cat 1 hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. We were worried about that for a while there, where it's like, okay, it's going to hit, and then it's going to kind of like basically boomerang around, and that seems like that's the phase that we're at right now, unfortunately. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calling on a sheriff in his state to resign over his handling of the case involving one of his former deputies killing Sonia Massey. Pritzker said that Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell should have taken his leadership role more seriously, adding that he was not pleased with the sheriff's responses to why ex-deputy Sean Grayson was hired. The Sangamon County Sheriff's Office was the 6th Illinois Police Department Grayson had worked at for in less than 4 years. So 6 places in 4 years is insane. Massey's murder has led to protests, of course, across the nation and renewed a conversation over the use of deadly force by police, particularly against Black Americans.
Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign is up $36 million in the 24 hours after announcing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a running mate. This comes after a massive fundraising month for the Harris campaign, raising over $200 million in just the week after President Biden announced he wouldn't seek re-election. Trump reportedly pulled in $137 million in July.
Yeah, we were talking about this when we were seeing the bulk of the responses to Walz's selection. No surprise here. The Democrats are crazy about him. The Republicans think he's a raging leftist. I mean, it's like it's about what you would expect. Speaking of which, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance accusing Walz of stolen valor during a campaign event in Detroit. Vance claimed that Walz abandoned his unit in the National Guard just before it was deployed in Iraq. Vance also accused Walz of falsely claiming he carried a weapon during war, arguing that Walz never spent a day in combat. Both VP hopefuls served. Vance was a Marine combat correspondent during the Iraq War, and Walz was in the National Guard for 24 years before his 2005 run for Congress.
A homeless encampment with several families is getting word to clear out in California, but they have nowhere to go. Many of the families are migrants from Central and South America. The encampment is in San Diego's Cesar Chavez Park near Perkins Elementary School, which has been trying to help the families. Principal Fernando Hernandez tells ABC 10 that all the shelter beds are full. The posted notices are coming after an executive order for Governor Gavin Newsom. The Port of San Diego tells ABC 10 it's trying to use compassion, but it must follow the law.
And that's the age-old debate when it comes to that. I mean, because it is, you feel for the people, but also you got to draw a line somewhere. It's just it's terrible. 442, getting a look at some sports here. We do have a medal update for you. We've been doing that every day here. All right, so the U.S. for a while now has been running away with the total medal count. We have 94 total medals. Second place is China with 65. And third place, I think, is France with 51. So, yeah, no one's touching the U.S. of A there. As far as gold medals, we are still just 2 ahead of China. We have 27 to their 25. Some of the biggest hitting Olympic headlines here, starting with women's basketball. The U.S. women's team continuing its trek towards an 8th consecutive Olympic gold medal. The U.S. squaring off against Nigeria today in the quarterfinals of the Paris Olympics. We're 1-0 all time against Nigeria on the Olympic stage, with our only win coming in an 81-72 victory at the Tokyo Games in 2021. The U.S., of course, has won 58 straight Olympic games in women's basketball and notched wins over Belgium, Germany, and Japan in the group stage. Meanwhile, Nigeria is the first African-American team, male or female, to make... did I say African-American team? I think I did. Nigeria is the first African team, male or female, to make the quarterfinals in basketball in Olympic history.
Well, in women's track and field, the U.S. added 2 more gold medals in track and field. Paris Olympics yesterday, Gabby Thomas dominated the women's 200-meter race to claim the gold, while teammate Brittany Brown won bronze. St. Lucia's Julian Alfred took silver. Elsewhere, I'm not even going to try her last name, won silver in the women's hammer throw, while Cole Hocker won gold and Yared Nuguse earned bronze in the men's 1500 meter. Several more medals will be handed out in athletics today, including the 400 meter.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll take the challenge of doing.
Okay, because
those
I wasn't
last
even
names next
I wasn't
hour.
Even gonna,
yeah. I knew that we were in the middle of the women's basketball game that I just covered, U.S. and Nigeria. Do want to say that the U.S. won. It looks like the score was 88-74. I think that's what it reads there. Either that or my eyesight's not too good.
So you just did a spoiler.
Yes, I did.
What if it's
spoiler.
Playing tonight?
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, excuse me?
I know. Because what if I wanted to watch it tonight?
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, come on, man. We touch on sports every day.
All right.
And thirdly here, your last Olympic headline, and then we'll get some traffic and weather. The United States will have to settle for a bronze medal at best in the men's volleyball tournament. Team USA was topped by Poland in five sets at the Paris Olympics. U.S. dropped the first set before taking sets 2 and 3. Matthew Anderson led the red, white, and blue with 24 points. Aaron Russell chipped in with 20 points and a team-high 13 blocks. The Americans will look to add to their total medal count when they battle for the bronze on Friday morning. Now, before we get into some college football notes, because I'm sure John's going to get passionate about that, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. All right, looking at the roads here, we do have several backups to note. Starting with Scenic Highway, we still have some minor backups near Langley Avenue because of an accident report that we got earlier. On North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, we've got some backups there. But also, if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some backups there still that are pushing you onto the ramp connecting to I-110 North. And speaking of Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we've got some backups there. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Got some backups in that area, pushing you back to I-110. So you're seeing the area here that I'm trying to paint with my words. It's pretty backed up in all these areas. Pensacola Boulevard, that's Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we've got some backups over there as well. It's just nightmarish on the roads this week. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And we did have some backups on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, coming from Hurlburt Field, there's a bad accident over there causing some backups. And as you continue westbound on Navarre Parkway, you're going to encounter another minor wave of congestion just past Windhaven Beach as you're approaching the Highway 87 area. All right. My goodness. The roads have just been unbelievable this week. As for the weather, 95 degrees. Heat advisory as we get into tonight. It's going to be a low of 81 with clear skies, mostly clear at least. Tomorrow, we're going to have another heat advisory and a high of 98. So it's hot today. It's going to be hot tomorrow. All right, John, what's going on in college football, my man?
Well, former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh is being punished by the NCAA for his role in an impermissible recruiting investigation in 2021. He's been hit with a 4-year show cause order and a 1-year suspension. Now, here's my question.
Okay.
He's in the NFL now.
Yes.
So does he start serving his suspension now?
I don't know.
No. Anyway. Okay. Suspension is for violating head coach responsibility obligations, unethical conduct, in quotes, and a failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance. Violations happened during a COVID-19 dead period. However, Harbaugh left from Michigan after winning the national championship last season. He's now the head coach of the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. The show cause means if Harbaugh is hired by a college program during the period, he'll be suspended for the first year of his new employment. Mm. So there we go.
So I was about to say, the script answered your question for me.
I know, but I thought it was a good one.
Well, the thing is, what's crazy is that I put the story there and I didn't know the answer, which shows how attentive I am to the stories we're reading. Thank goodness there's no swear words in these stories. I just read right over it. All righty, some quick health, business, and science notes here. Just a couple. We'll probably handle the other few when we return from break. Roku is coming off the bench. You'll get that pun in a moment. On Wednesday, the company revealed that it's launching a 24/7 sports channel. There it is. The ad-supported station will be free and feature live Major League Baseball games. It will also include original programming featuring the NFL, NBA, and WNBA, among others. Roku Sports Division head Joe Franzetta called it a curated always-on channel, noting that sports is one of the most watched genres for the company. Viewers can start tuning into the channel on Monday.
And Americans have a massive amount of household debt and continue to rack it up at a breakneck pace. Total household debt has now reached over $17 trillion. That's with the T, dollars. The debt is mostly being driven by soaring costs for food, housing, and auto loans, yes. Wallet Hub reports that Boston, North Las Vegas, and Madison, Wisconsin are the cities where Americans are adding the most debt.
And McDonald's will give customers the chance to walk down memory lane with its latest special meal offering. The Collector's Meal is what it's called. It's going to be going on sale August 13th and will feature six collectible cups that are reminiscent of the glasses that the fast food chain sold in the 80s and 90s. John, do you know anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you do remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is cool.
The cup designs will spotlight classic McDonald's giveaways, such as Barbie, Hot Wheels, Beanie Babies. That's old school. Jurassic Park and Shrek. The breakfast version of the meal will come with a sausage McMuffin and egg sandwich, sausage McMuffin and egg, hash brown and hot coffee. Meanwhile, during lunch, the meal will come with either a 10-piece chicken McNugget or a Big Mac along with fries and a soft drink. So, okay, mm-hmm. Not bad. When they say glasses, I mean, they mean like cups, right?
Yeah, they mean like the little, I don't know what you want to call them, but they're glasses you can drink out of, but right. They're like half the size of a quote unquote normal cup.
Right,
and I'm fighting this mic stand.
I know it's floating away from you, but no, I think I've seen something like that before, even if it was before my time. I think I know what this is all about. I'll look it up though when we're on break. Speaking of which, that's what we're gonna do now. We're gonna take a quick break. When we return, we'll tackle some pop culture notes, some wacky weird stories, and we do have a good news story as well to finish out hour number one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Of schools. Under my leadership, we increased the graduation rate from 88 to 90.4%, increased industry certifications earned by students by 177%, and increased scholarships by $6 million. Our students rank third in algebra, fourth in reading, fifth in math, sixth in biology and U.S. history, and ninth in geometry. Let's keep the progress for our children going. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa County Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Continued our behind-the-scenes tour of the USS McCool, looking at the medical facility and why an amphib has to also be a hospital. Spent an hour talking with Mayor D.C. Reeves about parking, lots of your questions and lots of his answers. Also talked about the popular uprising pushback at the Escambia County Commission meeting last week over proposals for a warehouse at OLF 8. And our frivolous topic of the day, which was paperclip, staple, or binder clip. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:53 here. We'll tackle a couple of our pop culture notes before we get one last quick check at the roads and weather. Starting with Taylor Swift, of course. If we've got a pop culture headline, she's going to be breaking front page, my man. Security being stepped up for her concerts in Austria this weekend following arrests connected to an alleged terror plot. Austrian officials said that two suspects were taken into custody today. One of the two suspects is a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who allegedly pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. Officials said one of the focuses of the 19-year-old suspect for the alleged planned attack was Swift's Vienna concerts. She is scheduled to perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with each concert expected to draw 65,000 fans, with another 10,000 to 15,000 outside.
Wow. And Travis Kelce will be in Kansas City playing football. So that's why it's beefed up security.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Adam Sandler will release a Netflix comedy special later this month. I'm glad. Love You, Mark Sandler's first comedy special since 2018. It will reunite him with Joss Siddiqui, who directed Sandler in Uncut Gems alongside his brother Benny. Netflix released a trailer for the special today. Love You will drop August 27th.
Very nice. Yeah, and we actually have another comedic act that has a bombshell headline here. We'll get to that right after traffic and weather, though. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. All right. So it seems like a lot of the issues we were dealing with are starting to break up just a tad, but we still have some big hitters in Pensacola and beyond. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, that's still giving us some trouble. Same with Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Then it's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road itself, and Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, though, it's all about Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area. We had an accident report over there earlier that's causing heavy backups pushing you to the Mary Esther area. And you know what? Typically, we'll see Caroline Street kind of start to fizzle out earlier than the rest. However, that's not the case now. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing Avalon Boulevard, this is going to be if you're heading in the direction of Glover Lane. We do have an accident report there that's causing pretty heavy backups in that area at this time. As for the weather, it's 95 degrees still in Pensacola, basically a bit more of everything else I've been saying this hour. We're in a heat advisory. Tonight's low is going to be 81 with mostly clear skies. As we get into tomorrow, a high of 98 and another heat advisory. All right, carrying on with the pop culture notes here. Jack Black says that his comedy rock duo Tenacious D will be back after his partner made a controversial comment about Donald Trump's assassination attempt. So, for those who don't know, Kyle Gass and Jack Black make up Tenacious D. Kyle Gass was making a birthday wish on the stage, and it may have been the same day of the assassination attempt. And Jack Black, I think it was, told him, make a wish while he's blowing out the candles. And this man says, don't miss Trump next time, prompting Black to cancel their tour. Black, now, don't get me wrong, Black is a leftist, but he told Variety that, you know, he and Gass have spoken since, but when Black first spoke about it, he said, listen, I don't condone political violence of any kind, and I think that's an important stance to take, but they have since talked it out. The two are still friends. Black added, we'll be back when it feels right.
You know, in some wacky, crazy stories, the controversial statue of Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs is moving after public outcry. The 26-foot-tall Forever Marilyn statue, 26 feet.
I know, that's insane. I'm looking it up now.
Forever Marilyn statue depicting Monroe's famous skirt scene from the 1955 movie The Seven-Year Itch has been criticized by locals since it was erected. They say it is inappropriate, especially for children, because the backside of her underwear is in plain view. Visitors district agreed with the concerns, saying it's a great place to take photos. Oh, I bet. Statue is not moving far from the main street of downtown. She'll be tucked away at the back of the 1.5-acre property away from the sidewalk.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen this statue?
No, I haven't.
I'm just now looking at it. I mean, yeah, you see her underwear, but it's not like she's, you know, it's not like we're seeing her sport too much. It's just underwear. Like, it's, you
sport
know.
Sport too much?
Well, like, you know, like so yeah, she's not sporting
revealing
anything. Yeah, it's like, it's underwear. Like, it looks like standard, like, briefs is what it looks like. I mean, I don't really know how to describe it without sounding awkward, but I hope you understand what I mean. It's a modest. It's modest.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is creepy to me. Like, huge statues, like, freak me out. So
26 feet tall.
Yeah. Honestly, what's under the dress, I could not care less.
Well, I mean, you'd obviously be able to see, but...
I know, but that's the thing. I'm not getting anywhere near that thing. Especially, you're seeing some photos at night. Like, no, man, that creeps me out. I don't like stuff like that. All right, anyway, not important. That's just my little soapbox moment for this hour. The Harris campaign has yet to respond as popular Twitch streamer Kai Cenat claims that he's getting calls about a potential collaboration. Now, this would not be the first time we've heard something like this. AOC and Ilhan Omar, they've done collaborations with streamers before. Mm-hmm. I do have to say Kamala Harris and Kai Cenat. I know Kai, like, I know his content well enough. This would be a weird collaboration. The internet sensation from New York City claims that the Secret Service has reached out to him several times about getting the vice president on his live stream. He streams out of a U-Haul from an undisclosed location in Manhattan, but admitted to his nearly 13 million followers that he knows nothing about politics and is not really interested in the matter. He gained notoriety last year after his giveaway at Union Square turned into a riot and he paid thousands of dollars in restitution.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, but typically I'd say he's a pretty unproblematic guy. It's just nonetheless a weird collaboration idea. This I think would be a desperate move by any politician, in this case Kamala Harris, to like really get in with the in crowd, because he's a big deal. He's like the biggest streamer on Twitch. He's in that conversation. And lastly here, dogs in northern New Jersey, safe and sound after having to be rescued from flooding following the intense storms Tuesday night. An animal shelter on Cedar Lane in Inglewood flooded out, and rescuers were able to get the animals in time. Water went through cat houses and dog kennels, got a large amount of water, but the dogs are staying with several nearby residents. Good. So how sweet is that?
Yes.
All right. When we return after the WEAR break, another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.